Joining me today live in the JPR studios, essentially about a third of the Watkins Family Hour, the two for whom the Watkins Family Hour is named. Sarah Watkins and Sean Watkins are live in the studio with a special guest today, Tom Brousseau. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. Welcome back.
It's been a few years since you were last here.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
For information on the band and the new album, which we will talk about in just a few minutes, you can visit watkinsfamilyhour.com. Well, let's talk a little bit about the Watkins Family Hour, because this didn't really start so much as a band as it started as a live stage show down in the Los Angeles area, right?
Yeah, it's a monthly show that we've been doing at Largo in Los Angeles for the last 13 years or so. And it started as just a local gig to kind of, you know, let your hair down and play some of your favorite songs in between tours, and it became, you know, over the years to feel more and more as a band, as, you know, the same bunch of players kind of got together and we eventually, you know, made this record.
Tell me a little bit about the club. I don't know that too many people from around here have been to Largo. Is this place big? Is it a hole in the wall?
It used to be sort of a hole in the wall. It was a little kind of a pub, that dinner pub that held like 100 people in Hollywood. And it was there for about 10 years or so, I think. And
longer than that, because it was around for like 10 years before we got there, I think.
Yeah, maybe 15 or so. It became a really, really cool place to play. There's a guy named Mark Flanagan who owns it, who's an amazing musical curator and brings people in. And the kind of people that would play there, it's crazy. You know, that like huge, really, really famous people that could be playing really big places and do play at places would come in and do little sets or sit in with people. And it's where we met Tom Brousseau, who's over here. And
thank you.
Met a lot of people through that club, and it's the only reason that we've got the Family Hour going now. Mm. And but now it's since moved to a theater that holds about 280 people, called the Cornet Theater, not far away from where it originally was. And everyone that kind of played there, you know, it's sort of like a club of people, and everyone just sort of moved over to the new place, and you know, we all had to sort of change a little bit, but it's really, really fun. It's been a great part of our musical lives.
A lot of live performance obviously is designed for the people in attendance in the audience. Was there, especially at the first Watkins Family Hour, designed to entertain you all up on stage?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. It was, you know, realizing that I've become a firm believer in the idea that if you're in one band, you should be in two, because you're called upon to do different things when you're in another group of people. And speaking for myself, I just, you know, I got really, at the time, Nickel Creek was the main outlet for me. And so this was an opportunity to like just play some of my favorite songs, like sing Linda Ronstadt songs. Or, you know, I remember like really being into Nico Case's Furnace Room Lullabies record when we started doing this, and so I would cover some of those things, and Sean too, like we had this great opportunity just to mess around in front of a group of, you know, 50 to 100 people who were just game to be there, and it taught us a lot about just and also introduced us to a whole new group of musicians who now are a big part of our community up there.
The Watkins Family Hour, live in the JPR studios today. It's Sarah and Sean Watkins. They've got a new album out on 30 Tigers, but also on Family Hour, which is your own imprint,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
That's got an incredible cast of people on it. We'll talk about exactly who comprises the Watkins Family Hour. First, though, let's hear a tune. What do you guys want to do first?
This is a Lindsey Buckingham song that David Garza showed us. David is a friend who we know through Largo. He's been a part of the Family Hour over the years, and he's actually out with us on this trip too. So this is Steal Your Heart Away.
Oh, to steal your heart.
suddenly we hit the ground. So come on, let's go, let's run away. If that's all there is, oh, we're still here on our way.
Sarah and Sean Watkins from the Watkins Family Hour live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is also called the Watkins Family Hour. Well, let's talk a little bit about the members of the Watkins Family Hour, because as we've referenced, it changes a little bit here or there. Mm-hmm. But who is the core of the band that you've taken out on tour?
It's a bass player named Sebastian Steinberg. He's really amazing. He's been around for a while. And Don Heffington playing drums. Benmont Tench plays piano, although he's not with us right now. He had to stay back for some recording in Los Angeles. So David Garza is with us. And Fiona Apple is with us singing and doing some percussion stuff. And then we also have Tom Rousseau, who's doing pretty much the rest of our tours with us. And we've a big part of like I was saying earlier, a big part of the Family Hour that's been something that's been really valuable to us is getting to meet these people that we wouldn't have met otherwise. And we met Tom maybe 10 or 12 years ago at Largo, and we were sort of put together, I think, on a bill together and started hanging out. And we've gotten to do, Tom and I have done a lot of touring together, us kind of solo, and made a record and we're working another record together. And but we also... another fun thing about the Family Hour is getting to do these old songs and covers, things that might not fit into, for us, like a Nickel Creek thing or a solo project. There's one, we were going to do one called Tribulations, but I feel like I'm hogging it all up. How are you doing over there, Tom?
No, not at all. Yeah, I'm finding the conversation actually very interesting. Yeah.
Well, let me ask a little bit about the makeup of the band then, because you've rattled off a number of names. And in addition, Greg Leese is on the record, not on tour.
Yeah, he would be with us if he wasn't out with Jackson Browne right now.
Everybody's in demand. Yeah. And there's sort of a commonality to most of the names that you mentioned, which is that to a large degree, they all kind of come from the Roots or Roots-influenced music background. But the outlier, at least for me, would be Fiona Apple. How did you end up crossing paths with Fiona Apple and bringing her into the fold of the kind of music that you guys create?
I mean, we were all sort of brought into the fold of Largo. We first started seeing her when she was sitting in on John Bryan's Friday night. He would play every Friday night at Largo, the old days. Now he plays once a month. And she came down a lot for a while and would sing these beautiful old standards, River Stay Away From My Door, All Alone, these beautiful, Gershwin songs and classic songs from the American Songbook. And that was my first impression of her before really getting into When the Pawn record was the one of hers that killed.
Which
me.
Is one everybody's aware of, yeah.
But, so just over the years, we've found ourselves on stage together a lot, and she's been sitting in with the Family Hour basically, pretty much from almost the beginning. Within the first few years, she started coming down and singing, and it was really fun. I remember distinctly Sean and Fiona sitting at the bar at the old Largo, and Sean being like, do you know any murder ballads? And then I remember her going like, what is a murder ballad? That's amazing. And and just, you know, trying to find some common material things to sing together.
Yeah, she told us about the Boswell sisters, who she really loved and grew up listening to. And so we learned, you know, we've got one song that we learned of the Boswell sisters that we'll do. And we realized we had a mutual love of music and appreciation for each other, and just started trying to figure out how we could do it. And it's been really, really great. I remember at one point introducing her as a guest at a show, and she came up. She's like, I'm not a guest. I'm a member of the band. So since
it's
then.
True.
Yeah. Is that generally how, Tom, you feel too? Like everybody that's up there feels like they are truly a member of the band, whether they're there for every gig or a few gigs?
Oh, I think so. Yeah.
It's less a band and more of a group.
You know, a collective.
A collective, yeah. So it's not, yeah, it's less like members. If a member of a band kind of sounds like, I don't know, it's not
you're
really.
In or
it's
you're
a little,
out.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you're in or you're out. And you're like, this is more like if you're around it, you're sort of, you're in it. You're in this circle.
It's the Watkins Family Hour live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Sarah and Sean Watkins are here along with Tom Brousseau. Yeah. And you're going to play a song for us here now?
Yeah, as Sean mentioned, you know, part of the Watkins Family Hour is digging into the annals of folk music and coming up with some of these really, you know, great songs, murder ballads, you know, and ballads in general, but also ballads of, you know, destruction and woe and loss too. There's something so satisfying about singing those songs, and in many ways I think they're connected to a past. So Sean found this song, and I'm just going to sing a little backup on it. It's entitled Trials, Troubles, and Tribulations.
Yeah, it's by this guy named E.C. Ball, who was, I think, a minister back in West Virginia in sort of the 30s and 40s. He lived to be pretty old, but the original recordings, I think, were done in the late 30s, probably?
Something like that,
early 40s. Maybe not that old, but...
Trials, troubles, tribulations, such as never been before. When the angels pour upon us their vials of wrath forevermore. When the fire comes down from heaven, I'll be carried home by Jesus and forever with him be. The beast with horns shall come upon you, one with seven, one with ten. Thank you.
It's the Watkins Family Hour live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Sarah and Sean Watkins, Tom Brousseau, all live today. And they're out in support of a record that almost didn't happen. We'll talk about that in just a bit, called the Watkins Family Hour. I mentioned the album almost didn't get made. You never really intended to make an album out of this group, did you?
No, this band has always been a live band, and it seemed out of character for us to, you know, get too precious with things and go into the studio and really arrange everything. And a lot of the fun of this band is just kind of realizing that, you know, from night to night, especially when we're doing the monthly show, the band might be, you know, we might be have an extra person, we might be down two, depending on everyone's schedules, and that the arrangements can change depending on who's there, how they're feeling, how they're playing, you know, what we want from the songs each night. And our friend Sheldon Gomberg is a bass player and a friend who has a studio, and he just said, you know, I've got three free days in the studio. You guys should come in and record these songs. Just, you know, document it for yourself, if nothing else. So we thought we could sell it after shows at Largo, you know, and then once we got the songs together, the album together, we thought, well, we should do a handful of shows. We should, you know, celebrate it a little bit. And you know, it just turned into a tour.
Yeah.
Would it have not been a little easier to just record some of those Largo shows and make a Watkins Family Hour live album?
I don't know. I'm not really a fan of live albums as much as some people. I mean, we have a lot of recordings, and we've put out podcasts of that, and we're going to put out some more podcasts. You know, I think getting in the studio it's a different thing, and when you have an opportunity to do it, you know, you should if you've got the songs. What I really like about this record, you know, in other situations, we've focused on arrangements and kind of made things, you know, elaborate and had a lot of fun with that. But in this scenario, we kind of just had these, you know, relatively simple songs. And hearing what the guys in the band do with a simple song, to me, is really great. You know, like hearing Greg and Ben Mont solo, you know, over like Steal Your Heart Away. It's just really, really cool. So, you know, there's not much in the way of elaborate arrangements, but inside of it is there's a lot more.
Yeah, like I think about Ben Mont's solo on Steal Your Heart Away, just feels iconic to me. It's just this beautiful melody that I want to hear every time I hear the song. It's pretty incredible what those guys do.
Let's talk a little bit about song choice, not only for the album, but for all of these performances that you're doing. Your repertoire, your catalog of songs that you know, or at least you know enough to get through with friendly compatriots, has got to be really long at this point. What has it helped you guys do as musicians to move beyond the one or, Sarah, one or two bands that you are generally in, to be collaborating with folks like Dawes, Nika Costa, Booker T showed up for one of these shows, Jackson Brown, who you mentioned. I mean, these guys have got to be bringing their own songbooks or their own favorites.
Yeah, so it's a really great thing for us. I think it keeps us on our toes. You know, like you said, not only are we having to learn these songs that these people are bringing in, I mean, we want to learn them. It's a privilege. But then also when you do a monthly show, you have to do new things. You know, our audience is, you know, largely repeat audience, and you know, we want to do new material for them. And so it keeps us writing, you know, and trying out new songs of ours. And it also keeps us learning other people's material, which is really a good and educational thing to do.
Well, you mentioned being in multiple bands, and this tour, you're on a West Coast swing, there will be an East Coast swing, and then the touring band gets put to bed a little bit, and you go back to semi-regular gigs at Largo.
Yeah.
So in between those monthly shows, what is currently going on for the two of you now? I mean, last year was the big, crazy blowout Nickel Creek reunion tour, where you guys absolutely killed every date you were on. So what's next for each of you? You've got WPA and Fiction Family as other projects that you've been involved in.
Yeah, mostly those bands are kind of, I'm mostly just doing solo stuff. Now I've got a solo record.
Got a new record,
yeah. So I'm about halfway through. I'm going to go back into the studio and finish that. And I think I'm going to do some solo dates in the late fall, early winter.
And Sarah, how about for you?
I'm doing some stuff with I'm With Her, which is this band with Etho Donovan.
Who was just here,
Sarah Giroux. So we're doing a handful of dates.
And you've released just two songs so far, but there's more coming, right?
The plan is to do some recording. And next year we all have solo records coming out. So we'll hopefully, the plan is to jump back in with that band after that. Mm.
And of course, one of the big news items of the last few months has been the announcement of Chris Thiele taking over for Garrison Keillor at A Prairie Home Companion. Sarah, you have guest hosted that show, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are the chances that there will be a Sarah and Sean Watkins component of A Prairie Home Companion come 2016?
Oh, I haven't even thought. There's a lot of stuff that has to happen before, who knows that. Anytime I get a chance to be a part of Prairie Home, it's pretty great. And I'm sure that Chris and Sean and I will continue to move forward in the future and play a bunch of stuff. I have no idea what's happening with that show.
Well, I really appreciate you coming back and visiting with us. It's nice to see you
both.
It's
great to be here.
Tom, nice to meet you as well.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Sarah and Sean Watkins are live today in the studios along with Tom Brousseau. They're all part of the Watkins Family Hour, the new record also called Watkins Family Hour. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Here's a Robert Earl Keen song that we recorded. Standing down on Main Street, across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket and my weathered broken shoes. A chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. I wondered to myself just how long I'd been gone. I strolled across Old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs. I stepped into the hall and saw that all my friends were there. A neon sign was flashing, welcome, come on in. I feel so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song. When they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. Dan and Margarita were swaying side by side. I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money with which to buy around. I wished I cashed my paycheck before I came to town. I reached into my pocket, found three 20s and a 10. Feels so good, feeling good again.
Sarah and Sean Watkins from the Watkins Family Hour live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Sarah Watkins, Sean Watkins, Tom Brousseau also today in the studios. Guys, thanks again for coming in. It's good to see you.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.